This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic news of the week this mid-October comes politically tinged. Debates and predictions and deficits. So that's where we're going to start. Our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond this week features Felix Salmon from Reuters. He blogs there. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. They are in our cozy, cozy New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hello, Kai.
So you watched the debate last night, Felix?
I did. It was fun.
It was, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. Much better than the first one.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I want to play a piece of tape, and then I want to talk about what it said, because there were all kinds of economic things, but we're going to pick one. Here you go.
So will both of you level with the American people? Can you get unemployment to under 6%, and how long will it take?
I don't know how long it will take. We can, and we will get it under 6%.
Congressman Ryan got the same question, said in essence the same thing, Felix. Can they?
No, they can't.
All right.
And they won't.
No, I'm just kidding.
And I don't know where Martha Raddatz got her 6% number from, and I don't know. I mean, I guess once they were, it was dropped in their laps, they had to say yes. But
yeah, it's like it's the rule. It's like improv. Yes, and you know,
yeah,
she
right.
introduced
that's
it, and there was no. The answer was not going
to
be no.
Yeah, yeah, you can't respond to that question and say no. I think we're going to basically go to 7 and stop. But that's realistically all they can promise.
Yeah, didn't Governor Romney a couple of months ago say I want to get unemployment to 5%? I mean. You know.
Yeah, he also said that he was going to get growth up to 4% per annum, and that he was going to cut taxes without raising. You know, I mean,
malarkey.
You can promise lots of things. It's malarkey, I tell
malarkey.
You.
All right.
It's malarkey.
You're going to ruin this little bit we've got coming up later in the broadcast. So hold on a minute on that one. Let's get to some substantive economic news. J.P. Morgan reported profits this morning. Wells Fargo also reported profits. Lee, they're doing pretty well. The big banks are, yeah.
They are, and specifically with in the case of J.P. Morgan, it was due to mortgage revenue being up. But interestingly, you know, it wasn't new home buyers. It's the bulk of that activity is refinancing, which tells us that, you know, it's a lot of the low interest rate environment. But you know, people aren't out there buying new homes in the way that we would hope they would yet, even though the housing market does seem to be turning up a little bit.
Yeah, does
people
it matter?
People can't buy new homes because they can't get mortgages.
Right,
and
right.
They don't have the down payment saved up, and the banks won't lend them the money if they don't have the down payment. So there's lots of churning in the mortgage market. People are paying off old mortgages and refinancing into new mortgages, and that's just financial noise, really. It's not real, genuine economic activity.
But Felix, when the CEO of the biggest bank in the country says, and this is a quote, we believe the housing market has turned the corner, can we not take that at face value?
I think when the CEO of the largest bank in the market says, we believe the housing market has turned the corner, what he means is, we believe the mortgage market is making lots of profit for us. he's not a home builder. If home builders start saying that, then I'll take them seriously.
But look at home builders. Home builder stocks are going bananas right now.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think the important thing to note there is that a lot of the activity in the home building sector is multifamily. So there is a major shift happening in the housing market.
From purchasing to renting, which is a good shift in the grand scheme of things.
But it doesn't
bode well for house prices.
Didn't we see, Felix, earlier this week, a couple of days ago, foreclosure activity is at a multi-year low, right?
Which is also a little bit weird because there's a huge backlog of defaulted and delinquent mortgages which hasn't been cleared. So it's not obvious what's going to happen to those. But with all of these lawsuits hanging over the head of the banks, they don't want to be foreclosing right now.
And it was interesting that J.P. Morgan, while it lessened the amount of money it reserves for defaults, it increased the amount of money that it puts for legal expenses, which I thought was a very telling sign of the times.
I wonder what they've got going on. All right, Lee, very quickly, because we got like half a minute and we're going to do a little bit on this later in the broadcast. The Nobel Peace Prize to the Europeans, is that going to help solve things over there any faster?
I think it's sort of akin to what in parenting is known as positive reinforcement.
Also, wishful
everyone's
thinking,
doing well. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's not let things fall apart because it would be really, really bad.
Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine. Felix Salmon from Reuters. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.